Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Bob Shirley, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
And she left me for Texas, maybe Waco, I don't know. Yeah, she left me for Texas, maybe Waco, I don't know. I'm down here in Memphis, coming down this dark road.
My wife will attest to this. I have milk crates full of notebooks. I don't even know how many thousands of songs I've written, and I've kept every one since I was 14. You know, there's so many that you write, and you're like, oh man, this is a great song. And then you wake up the next morning, and you play it again, you're like, I must have bumped my head. Like, what was I thinking? This is awful. When I write a song, it needs to sound like somebody else wrote it. I don't ever feel like, here's the weird thing. I actually had this conversation with my mom the other day. I've never felt like I wrote a song. I feel like they're just kind of there, and I'm just knocking off the dust off the edges. Like, it's already there. And it just kind of reveals itself to me. And it does it at the most inopportune time. Of course, I've got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, it just hits me. And of course, this thing sleeps next to me, and I grab this, and I'm in the living room, I'm waking everybody in the damn house up, because it just won't shut up, it won't go away. And then the next morning, it's like, wow, that's a thing. That's a thing now. You know, it's not just an idea, it's put down on paper, I've recorded it on my phone, I've sent it out to a couple friends, like, what do you think? You know, to me, music is an absolute thing that you can touch, feel, smell, taste, hear, obviously.
I think she's off her misery. She was raised left and right. A girl runs on passion. She's running good tonight. Yeah, we've had our hard times, but that'll never last. Back and forth across this country, both running from our past. If there's good time, here's our last time. One more spin across the floor. Still on that whiskey, never wrong, always right. A natural born cowboy killer who's lost all his fight. He's always running on empty, trying to do what's right. Traded all of his fame and fortune for what lies by his side. If this good time is our last time, one more spin across the floor, one more empty bottle memory, I couldn't ask for more. This good time is our last time. One more spin across the floor. One more empty bottle memory. I couldn't ask for more.
Before you sort of fell into where you are now as a singer-songwriter with the confidence to stand up in front of an audience and share your songs. I mean, because that's huge. For instance, your experience with Julius Bragg.
Man, that was my first real band. Like, that was my first band where, like, we all, like, pitched in, bought a van, booked gigs out of state, quit our jobs, and went, we're going to do this.
You were how old then?
I was 19.
Okay.
I was 19 years old. I was fresh out of college and had no idea what I wanted to do with my life except for play guitar.
Parents okay with that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. No. Uh-huh. No, they were furious.
Disapproval.
It was a weird support disapproval because they knew they had introduced me to it. They knew that they had, like, showed me the path, and they were trying to be very much do as I say, not as I do. And at 19 years old, I went, no, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else is just a means for me to do that. And it, you know, the funny thing is I'm almost 40 years old, and it's still that. It's been 20 years almost. Everything else that I do is just a means so I can do that. So I can get in a smelly truck with much better looking and much better smelling people than it used to be. And travel, you know, 10, 12 hours to a town where nobody knows us and stand up there on the stage and take these songs to a cold room and see how good am I? How good are these songs?
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Nixon, the Vietnam War came along. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. The best of the free life behind us now, all the good times really over for good. Are we rolling down hill like a snowball headed for hell? No kind of hope for the flag or that Liberty Bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy still last 10 years like they should. Best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good?
Tell me all about it, Rachel.
Coke was still cold, the joint was a bad place to be. Back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. For microwave ovens, the girl could still cook and chop wood. Best of the free life behind us now. All the good times really over for good. Are we rolling down hill like a snowball headed for hell? No kind of hope for the flag or that Liberty Bell. And Chevy still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life behind us now. All the good times really over for good.
Tell me all about it, Rachel.
Last 10 years like they should.
best of the free life still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Thank y'all.
What happened with Julius Bragg? What was that experience like for you?
It was really positive and heartbreaking, man. I mean, we learned the ropes early on. After about 3 years, we actually caught a record deal with this indie label out of New Orleans called Maniac Records, and they spent a ton of money on us. We recorded it at Gravity Studios with Doug McBride in Chicago. He was the engineer on Siamese Dream with Smashing Pumpkins. They poured a ton of money in the record. I mean, we spent 6 months recording this album. They bought us a big RV. They gave us a big advance. We were on the radio. We toured with Verve Pipe and Sponge and Local H and, you know, playing these big shows. As a matter of fact, we were in Charlotte, North Carolina. We ran into a guy that saw me play with Verve Pipe in, like, 2001, Festival on the Grand in Grand Rapids, Michigan. For all intents and purposes, like, we thought we'd made it. We were on the radio in three states and in full rotation. About 2 weeks before the album was supposed to come out, the record label came to us and says, boys, we're bankrupt. We're broke. Oh. We don't have enough money to pay the distribution company to put the 10,000 albums we got sitting in a warehouse in a store. You can have everything. You don't owe us nothing. You can have the rights. You can have the RV. You can have the advance we gave you. It's all yours. Do what you want with it. Which I thought was, you know, really good of them. But man, I mean, you want to talk about crestfallen. I hadn't worked in 2 years. All I did was play music and I made money doing it. And what do you mean I got to go back to hanging drywall and roofing houses? Like, no, I play music now.
I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head down. Didn't hurt. And that beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Well, I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I brushed my hair, combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I'd smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs, yeah, I was picking. And as I lit my first, I saw a small kid cussing at the can that he was kicking. Off somewhere I caught the smell of someone Sunday frying chicken. Lord, it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow somewhere along the way. Sunday morning sidewalk, Lord, I'm wishing I was stoned. Something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. Ain't nothing short of dying. It's half as lonesome as that sound. That sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park, I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl. He was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listened to the songs that they were singing. And off somewhere, I heard the sound of a lonesome church bell ringing. Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, Lord, I'm wishing I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. Sure to die, it's half as lonesome as that sound. That sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.
When did Swillbillies come along?
That was quite a few years later, man. You know, I went to Chicago and just kind of hung out and absorbed the scene, played a few gigs, but not a lot, and then did the LA thing for a couple years, and that was just ridiculous. But wound up in Santa Cruz, California, and hooked up with a bunch of rapscallions, man. They were some of the best friends I've ever had, some of the wildest friends I ever had. They all happened to be musicians. You know, over a bottle of whiskey one night, we decided, you know, listening to some of David Allan Coe's more colorful catalog, we decided, let's write a few songs like that and see what happens. And we played one gig, and this promoter heard about us and asked us to come open up for the Blasters.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we got to open up for the Blasters. But we had like 4 days' notice, and we had two songs. So it was like Woodshed for 2 days. We wrote like two more songs, learned like five covers, and it went over great. 2 weeks later, he calls us up, and he says, man, I want to book you guys for a headlining show downtown Santa Cruz. I said, man, no way. We've had two shows, and one of them was at a party. Like, you know, we're not ready for that. And he's like, man, people are coming in here asking for you. I want to book you. So we book a show at this place called the Blue Lagoon in Santa Cruz, California. We show up, man, there's people lined up down the block. At that point, we were like, okay, we're kind of onto something here. Like, it's shticky, which meant, you know, I wasn't writing any love songs. And so we turned it into a very punk rock thing where, well, let's see if we can offend the audience. How far can we take it before they get offended? And turns out, you can go pretty far with a rockabilly audience before they get offended.
Instead of this old bar stool, this honky tonk is bringing me down. Should have been keeping time instead of that old white line. Gotta get my nose up off that ground. Whiskey don't ever seem to run dry, and it never cut off of them neon lights. That old jukebox keeps playing. Me too. Somehow that just didn't seem right. You kept talking about change, but they love me here just the same. Whether or not I fuck or fight, whiskey don't ever seem to run dry, and it never cut off of them neon lights. That old jukebox.
I'd like to thank our guests, Bob Shirley and Rachel Francis, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com. Once again, let's hear it for Bob Shirley.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
Long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha. Hear the man just moaning out there one lone song. Think about the woman, the girl you left the night before. Thoughts soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours. Nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding. Just wish the trip was through. And I am on the road again. Here I go up on the stage. Here I am. Playing star again. Here I go. Turn the into a restaurant, strung out from the road. Feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can't. It's the same old cliche. Is that a woman or a man? You always feel outnumbered, you don't dare take a stand. Baby, here I am, on the road again. Here I go, up on the stage. Here I am, rain star again. Here I go. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pours out your body, like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, echoes of the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said.
What she said.
Baby, here I am, on the road again. show. Up on the stage, here I am, playing star again. Here I go, something. Baby, here I am, on the road again. Here I go, up on that stage. On the road again, here I go, up on the stage, here I am, playing star again, here I go, selling the pay.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming out. Thank you, Red Bar Radio, for having us.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Bob and Rachel for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.